This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has projected India as a global hub of innovation and technology yesterday while addressing the Viva Tech 2026 summit in Paris. The Prime Minister said technology can lead to progress only when it is democratized. Mr. Modi urged global innovators to work with India and deliver for all.
India believes that in this era of disruption, technology must deliver for all. Let us take the example of AI. AI must improve lives, widen access, drive growth, and also help us sustain a healthy planet. Our participation as the AI country partner at Viva Tech 2026 reflects this very vision.
The Prime Minister highlighted that in the last decade, India has been growing through a rapid transformation that is powered by technology. Mr. Modi also held meetings with leading French business leaders to deepen economic and technological cooperation between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi has stated that India is not only preparing for the future but is actively shaping it through innovation, technology and people-driven development. Addressing the Indian community at the Bonjour Modi program in Paris yesterday, the final event of his France visit, the Prime Minister highlighted India's rapid transformation of the past 12 years. Referring to the Bharat Innovates program in Nice and Viva Tech in Paris, he said the world is witnessing India's growing innovation strength. Earlier, French President Emmanuel Macron thanked Mr. Modi in Hindi through a social media post. Later, Prime Minister departed for India. New and Renewable Energy Secretary Santosh Kumar Sarangi has said that India has emerged as one of the world's leading renewable energy nations, backed by a robust policy framework and innovative government initiatives. Addressing a discussion on energy security through renewable energies under the 10th Green and Sustainable Development Partnership, GSDP Conversation Series, in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Sarangi highlighted India's significant progress in the renewable energy sector over the past decade. He said this growth has been driven by key policy measures, including renewable purchase obligations, competitive bidding guidelines, and 100% foreign direct investments under the automatic route. National Testing Agency NTA has released a message encouraging students to stay calm and trust their preparation with the NEET UG 2026 examination. Meanwhile, Delhi High Court has reserved its verdict on Telegram's play challenging the centre's decision to temporarily restrict access to the messaging platform ahead of the NEET UG re-examination on Sunday. During the hearing, the court questioned the move, asking how the rights of nearly 150 million users could be curtailed over concerns that a section of examination candidates might misuse the platform. The Union Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology imposed a restriction on the recommendation of the National Testing Agency. Government e-marketplace GeM has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Common Service Centre e-Governance Services, India Limited, CSC-SPV, in New Delhi. The Union Commerce and Industry Ministry said the partnership aims to expand access to government procurement opportunities across the country, particularly in rural and underserved regions. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs has organized a yoga workshop at the Parliament House Annex in New Delhi ahead of the International Yoga Day 2026. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. Satya Prakash, inaugurated the workshop yesterday and briefed participants on the activities planned by the government to mark International Yoga Day. The Congress has won 5 of the 7 seats in the election to the Karnataka Legislative Council held yesterday, while the BJP secured the remaining 2 seats. A total of 8 candidates were in the fray for 7 vacant seats, and of the 222 votes polled, one was declared invalid. In snooker, India entered the final of the World Team Championship with a 3-1 win over defending champions Hong Kong China in Guangdong yesterday. The Indian pair of Pankaj Advani and Aditya Mehta dominated the semi-final. India will face the winners of the other semi-final between hosts China A and Korea in the title clash tomorrow morning. India last won the championship in Myanmar 7 years ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.